Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Aledio.com Sports Station. Two Wisconsin guys talking Wisconsin sports in the morning. Broadcasting live on the Radio.com app, 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. It's time for Chuck and Winkler in the Morning, live from the Bryant and Stratton Bobcat Studios.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler, that's Chuck Freeman. Brewers back at it this weekend at home against the Giants. Not enough attention being paid to the Bucks. Winning last night against an entire country of China. How about that? Not qualifying, though. There's 32 teams that go into the 8-team Summer League Championship. So the Bucks, I think, will have at least one more game, but will not be able to win their first Summer League crown. Should Darvin Ham be fired?
404 consolation.
799-1250.
Consolation.
Should Darvin Ham be fired?
Surprised he wasn't up for an NBA job this offseason.
Taylor Jenkins was.
He was, but I thought maybe, you know, Ham was the guy that seemed like Budenholzer was touting. And then Jenkins, kind of a no-name, kind of emerged as, you know, he got the Memphis job.
414-799-1250 is the phone number. That's no joke. We're talking about our teams, and we're talking about, you know, if the Bucks or the Brewers, between the two of them, who you think is more willing to spend the win. But I think where Bobby had just tweeted in, both teams want to win, but on a budget. I think that's a good one to jump off of.
Here's what I get tired of hearing with the Milwaukee Brewers, hearing these reports. All the Brewers are in on Syndergaard or Baumgartner or whatever. And I'm not saying I necessarily want either one of those guys here, but they're on board with Jake Arrieta when he was a free agent, or they're after this guy, or, you know, even Darvish. And, you know, I don't want Darvish here either. But their names are always in the conversation for these guys, for a trade or a free agent, but the deal never gets pulled off.
It's been like that with the Bucks too. Dwayne Wade for years. Anthony Davis. Did anyone ever realistically think Anthony Davis was coming?
But, I mean, the fact that Dwayne Wade never came here, or Derrick Rose, his name was brought up, too, a few years ago. That turned out, as Doug Melvin would say, the best moves you don't make are sometimes the best moves.
414-799-1250.
I got Doug on the show sometime here in the next couple of weeks.
Text him right now.
I should. I got to see if I have his current number here. I haven't talked. You know, he's come up to us at ball games before. We talked to him during games.
Well, he come up to you. I just sit there like an idiot. You never introduce
me. Well, I was being nice. I was just saying you haven't introduced yourself to him?
I've never ran into Doug.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I talked to him at games. And
he can say, hey, you know my partner, Bart?
He listens to our show.
Well,
he catches
never,
our show.
I've never talked to Doug.
Maybe because you think he's cheap or was cheap back in the day. Went out and got CeCe. Didn't pay CeCe.
Yeah, didn't pay Prince.
Or Zach Greinke. But there's reasons for that.
Yeah, hey, remember when they were like, hey, Prince, we'll give you 4 years, $100 million.
Yeah, Prince's like, okay.
thanks for the token offer you had to give me.
Same
that
with CeCe.
We both know I'm not taking.
Hey, CeCe has said many times, you know, he has said many times, under better financial restraints, he would have stayed in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He would have stayed here. He liked this time here.
Yeah, well, it's a nice time, but you got to pay people to stay.
I know, but that's where the Yankees can afford to give a guy a big contract like that, and the Brewers can't, and it comes back to the salary cap. There has to be a salary cap that there never will be in Major League Baseball.
799-1250. We'll get to you guys in just a second. You can also reach us on the Wendy's email inbox. Another fresh one there. Wendy's, always fresh, never frozen. This one's from Mark. Hey, Bart. Hey, Chuck. Love the show. Did I hear that Bart is expecting a child? As a matter of fact, I am.
Yeah.
Next month.
No, I didn't say he was acting like a child. He's expecting a child.
Expecting a child.
Yes.
Mark continues. Hope it goes well. Had some Perkins the other day. Really good. Going to check out that Blue Chew stuff if I get a chance. Anyway, I agree with both of you. I think the Brewers and Bucks are trying to win, but they could always do a little more since it's been so long since they've won. I would like to see the Bucks fortify another superstar, and the Brewers not getting a pitcher is disconcerting to me, but I'll keep pulling for them no matter what because they are my teams. Love the show. Hope you guys win another WBA award this year.
Hopefully. Or 2020 would be, yeah. Syndergaard, I was looking in those numbers yesterday, speaking of a pitcher. Man, his numbers, I mean, he's still throwing 98. Still throwing 98, but his numbers are down, man. His numbers aren't Syndergaard-like. And maybe a change of scenery would do him well, and the Mets suck. The Mets suck. They're underachieving. You know, they got a lame duck manager there with Callaway. But, you know, depending on the price, I mean, I wonder if a change in scenery would do Syndergaard some good. But, I mean, look at his current numbers. I was like, man, he's better than that.
I heard that the Mets are so bad, Mrs. Met is sleeping with the Philly fanatic.
Interesting.
Maybe Mr. Met needs some blue chew.
Oh, we can maybe help him out sometime here in the next couple of hours before we take off.
How about we'll talk blue chew within the next 30 minutes?
Is that what is up here? 8:45?
Sure.
Okay.
How about we do a show Friday all blue chew?
We can.
Ram's on the north side. Ram, what's up, bud?
Hey, Ram.
Hey, what's going on?
I heard there's a loose ram up in the Fox Valley. Did you hear about that, guys?
There's an alligator in Chicago.
It might be, but if he's not from the inner city, it's not me.
Okay, I thought maybe you were up in the valley at all. And I was like,
no,
they said there's a ram loose in the valley, and I'm like, what the hell?
What's more dangerous, a loose ram or a loose ram?
What would you rather run into, an alligator or a ram? Not an alligator.
I'd like to run into this ram.
Well, I wish, yes. Ram, you need to come out to the toy drive.
The toy drive?
When we have the toy drive, you need to come out to the toy drive in November.
In November.
Yeah, we want to meet you.
Okay.
You're a good caller. So go ahead.
This is what I want. I want you and the guy from the Big Show to come into the somewhere in the central inner city. We're going to do a fundraiser. We could do a two-ball tournament, a three-ball tournament. That's my idea. So
is that you mean basketball?
Yeah. We do a three-ball corporate three-ball tournament. The corporate people can shoot against people that live in the central city. That could be a good fundraiser for the Bucks. Good PR.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, where are you talking?
I got a couple of great locations.
Like, tell me, like, whereabouts in
the
city?
Who are the corporate people?
You know, like Rockwell and Northwest Mutual.
Okay.
What team can I be on?
Bart, you be on my team.
Yeah, I don't want to be on a corporate team.
No, you be on my team.
Yeah.
What were we talking about in here? Like, where would we play these games? Well, give me some addresses.
We can play on a parking lot, maybe at the north side, Y on North Avenue, or we can block the street stuff down at the Deer District, put some courts out like they do the old Gus Macker. Go to Lincoln Park.
That's the way to play. Shut down a street and put some basketball hoops up.
Yep. Or we can use Washington Park or Lincoln Park, William Moy Park. Yeah.
I've golfed at Lincoln Park.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can do that. Sure.
Good PR. Good PR. I'm going to say this. That last, I think that tweet you read about our organization being cheap.
Yeah.
100%. You know, this is what the situation is. You have two owners that are mutual fund owners. They're business guys. But John Horse and David Stearns, They're bookworm type guys. So they're not GMs that are former players that got relationships. You see where I'm going? So, and they're young. They're not that far in the front. I think Horst is like 36. I think Stern might be 34. So they really don't know enough. So they're going on what they know in analytics. And I don't think analytics is what you need to be a winner. So if you go on analytics, I'm sure that's probably tied to this draft and develop thing, Chuck. I'm not with that. I think draft and develop only really works probably in football.
Oh, yeah. In the NBA, I agree.
Never.
That's why teams are willing to trade five draft picks for a superstar.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to say this. What Toronto did is how we lost Toronto was the same situation. I remember the Bucks back when Nelson was here. They were just really one player away. They couldn't get past Larry Bird, Julius Erving. Just wasn't happening. This year, if you run it back and Kawhi still there, the same thing is going to happen. Because if you're going to win, you got to have some elite players on your roster, then you surround them with good role players.
Mm-hmm.
We got all role players. And some of the guys on the Bucks roster would probably not even be in the NBA. I'm just keeping it 100.
Who? Like who?
Some of the Bucks players, like Mirotić, he went back overseas.
Yeah, but he could have got a contract here.
You sign a guy that's hurt. Number one, that's why I really got to, okay, you're going to get a guy discount and he's hurt and he's a rental player. But if he's trying to win, we get Wesley Matthews now. Why didn't we get him at the trade deadline?
Oh, what did Wesley Matthews do with the Pacers, though? Every time I saw him out there, he stunk.
No, the Pacers, from what I understand, promised him that he'd start, and then they didn't start him.
Yeah, and then he was bitching.
Okay. So our buyout candidate was Paul Gasol.
Oh, okay, now we're going to go with the Bucks. These last draft picks. Let's go back to Rashad Vaughn. We'd have had all bust. We should have got Sabonis instead of Thon Maker. We should have at least got Guzman over DJ Wilson. We should have got Lonnie Walker or DJ Johnson. And Lonnie Walker is tearing it up.
Yeah, but that's easy to say now.
Well, I'm just saying, but you gotta have people in your scouting department that know. And I'm gonna end it with this. When Ron Wolf, I never will forget the interview that Ron Wolf did with the Packers, and the Packers kind of scrapped that. When Ron Wolf would be sitting up in the press box, he had over 100 scouts all over North America. And if it was somebody that could play some damn football, he knew who they was, and he was bringing them in. The problem with our sports team now, they don't invest in the scouting department, and we don't know where the talent is at. So we're getting these guys, and we're just kind of saying, well, you know, I'm going to pay them a little bit, see if it turns out. If it don't turn out, then maybe next year we'll do something different. Can't win like that.
Here's where I disagree with you. I think we do know where the talent is, but there's no exact science to see if a kid from high school or a kid who's playing college basketball can play in the NBA, or a kid who's playing high school baseball or college baseball, Bart, once he goes to the farm system, that he's going to automatically rise. You kind of hope. You base it on potential. Like I always say, you never know until you get these guys on campus. I learned that a long time ago. You know, I mean, we have a couple guys here. I mean, Keston here, we like to think, okay, productive. He's risen himself up, but there's other guys. The Brewers have a history. Every organization has got a history. So when a team fails in the draft, okay, how do you really know, unless you picked an injured player, if that guy is going to play at the professional level? You like to think so, but sometimes it doesn't work out.
There's a tweet here, too, that I wanted to make sure we touched on before, you know, we got out of here for the day. Still here for another couple hours. 414-799-1250. The Bucks. This is from Albert Namad. He's a salary cap guy. When they made the Malcolm Brogdon trade, we were all pumped because they got a couple picks and then a $10 million trade exception. So when there's a trade, you know, you have to match up salaries. Mm-hmm. The Bucks kind of had like a bonus $10 million to match up a salary. So you can send a bad guy on a low contract for a guy that's getting paid more. They lost that because they had to create room for George Hill to re-sign. They just needed an extra $720,000 of cap room to keep it, and they screwed it up. So I don't know how that happens, but they lost it.
Wait, explain that again?
The Bucks had a trade exception for the $10 million.
Okay.
But when they were creating cap room for George Hill to resign,
mm-hmm.
they lost it. They would have kept it had they had an extra $720,000 of cap room. So the trade exception stuff, it works, but then you have to have enough cap, etc. They lost it. What I can tell you is based on what this tweet says.
Okay.
Well, the NBA salary cap, too hard to figure out.
It is. And these exceptions and all that, and how are you able to fill some of these guys in and all that? I mean, how many times do you run into somebody and say, like Golden State, people all winter, oh, Golden State, they're so stacked, that's not fair. Well, because it is fair because they'll take major stars, yet, you know, if those major stars get hurt, this is what happens. They lose on a 5-game series to Toronto.
John's in Brookfield, 799-1250. What's up, John?
I'm just real that both teams are doing what they can, given the fact that they operate in a small market environment. And in support of that, I make reference to Forbes magazine. Each year publishes information regarding franchise values and profitability and so forth. And the information I have is a couple of years old, but the last piece I have, for example, on the Milwaukee Bucks, when they rated teams both of those categories, where the Bucks were the fourth lowest valued franchise in the NBA. And from a pure revenue standpoint, they define revenue as revenue being net of expenses that you pay for where you play, arena expenses and so forth, as well as if you're in a salary cap violation situation, you're paying a penalty. They take those numbers out. And based upon that calculation, the Bucks had the lowest net revenue of any team in the NBA. And so I think we as fans here in a small market have to come to grips with the fact that we're not going to be able to compete going out and build these super teams. And when you take a look at this particular ranking, the teams that are in that last quartile, so to speak, were the Bucks in terms of that financial position. They were the Pacers, the Hawks, the Nuggets, the Pistons, the Timberwolves, the Hornets, the Grizzlies, and the Pelicans. Name one of those teams that's out there spending a lot of money. So it tells me that it's not that the teams don't want to be able to compete and sign these free agents, but none of these teams are doing it. It's because they have the same handicap. They're in the lower tier of market size in the NBA. I think I don't have the information on the Brewers. When I get it normally, it comes out at the end of the day. I'll be happy to call you guys and fill you in on that. But, I mean, the people that own these teams are not stupid. And so they're facing the same financial challenges that the Bucks are. And that's why you don't see them out there competing for these high-priced free agents, because they don't have the resources to do so. Now, we could take the attitude of Seattle, Cincinnati, and Kansas City, cities that have lost NBA teams because they didn't draw well, and say, oh, the Bucks are never going to win, we're going to stop going. But that's a decision you have to make. If you're willing to live with a small market environment and take a chance that you get lightning in a bottle when you draft a Giannis Antetokounmpo or somebody like that, I agree with you. I mean, do they need another superstar to be competitive and to win a championship? I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, you have to buy into the fact that it's not going to come easily. And they're not going to say, I mean, the most valuable team with the highest net revenue in this analysis, the New York Knicks. The worst performing team, in this period of time that they covered. Second is Los Angeles Lakers, probably the second worst performing team. And the fourth is the Chicago Bulls, probably one of the worst performing teams during this period. So it's an unfortunate situation where you see these bad performing teams in the court, yet being able to go out and spend all this money because they have advantages that we don't have.
I mean, there's certainly, John, thanks for the call. There's certainly like... teams that are in bigger markets have advantages. Anthony Davis waived his $4 million trade thing. He's going to get that back in Space Jam 2. Everybody knows that.
Couldn't he made money in Space Jam 2 and the $4 million?
But then there's a super... Well, maybe. But
that's what I'm saying. I don't get that.
Well, then they wouldn't have paid him the extra money in Space Jam 2. Like they would have paid him $100 million. Either way, LeBron's going to find a way to get Anthony Davis the money he... We all know that. The Supermax has been created to keep guys in the towns that they want to live, mm-hmm. that they grew up in.
And I think it's a great idea.
But it's not working because like Anthony Davis bolted. We don't know about Giannis yet. Kawhi Leonard has constantly left money on the table. Now he's only signing a 2-year deal with the Lakers with a third for a player option.
But
these guys don't want to be locked down like that anymore.
LeBron started it too because he was getting those short-term contracts, and it was, I mean, how many times has it been with LeBron? Oh, where is he going to play in a couple of years? I mean, it's been LeBron watch as soon as he signs that short-term contract with Cleveland or Miami or the Lakers. But the NBA, there's only so much the NBA can do. What more can they can't force those guys to stay there if they're going to take less money to form a super team or to join a team or go out a chance to win a championship or chase a ring. That's on them, man. The NBA is trying to do what they can to keep these markets like Milwaukee so they can keep Giannis.
We've all got a budget. That's why we're so happy that Perkins has deals all the time. You can sign up at PerkinsRestaurants.com for their weekly e-club. Well, the e-club's all the time, but you get a weekly coupon. When you first sign up, PerkinsRestaurants.com for the emails, you get 20% off coupon right away. And then every Wednesday, you can have a buy one, get one after 4 o'clock. You take somebody out, you get a meal, they get a free meal, the buy one, get one. They're doing that again this Saturday with kids. So when you get a meal, kids get a free meal. That's Tuesdays and Saturdays at Perkins every week throughout the greater Milwaukee area. The Shrimply the Best menu has been very popular. Items with the ocean-flavored inspiration there. We're talking stuff like the shrimp and grits, the Southwest shrimp avocado salad, the flavorful shrimp pasta primavera, more coastal-inspired meals. Check that out at Perkins. Do you feel like our teams are willing to spend as much as it's going to take to win a title? 799-1250. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. In about 20 minutes, we're going to talk to Cameron Taylor, former point guard with the Badgers. Has been all over the world playing basketball since. And now we'll be playing in the tournament. It's like the fourth year of this thing where they play for a $1 million prize. And now you're seeing a lot of college alumni trying to play at it. We talked to Travis Diener a lot throughout it last year. Marquette will have a team again. I believe this is the first year Wisconsin's going to have one. It's called Cold-Blooded. Cold-Blooded. And Ethan Happ's on the team because he was going to be on the summer league team with the Bulls, but then he got hurt and so wasn't on the roster. And since he's not on an NBA roster, he can play. So Ethan Happ is playing in this tournament, which he's going to be joining a lot of some of these older, like the Vito Browns and some of these guys that you remember. But Ethan Happ, fresh out of college, is going to be on this team.
Well, Cam, he had a real good career here. I mean, he played some good Badger teams, Badger teams that just couldn't make it to the Final Four. Had a lot of expectations, but just couldn't get over the hump. Especially that 2005 team when they got beat by Carolina in the regional finals. But and he's been, until recently, he's been bouncing all over Europe playing basketball.
So we'll ask him about that. We'll ask him about the tournament. That'll be in about 20 minutes here on the Fan. Right now we've been talking with you guys about the landscape, really, of our teams and if you think they commit enough financially to win. We understand all of the blanket stuff that we need to understand. We understand that they are in two different sports. We understand that there are different restrictions. We both also understand that there's a luxury tax, which affords basketball teams to pay more than the salary cap. And in baseball, you put in what you spend. We understand that they've done a lot in their training facilities, both in Wisconsin and Arizona. We understand they've done a lot for the community. We understand about the Deer District. We understand all this stuff, but we don't have any championships to show for it since like the 70s with these two teams. So with the perception around town being that sometimes these guys want to win, but on a budget, we want to know from you guys if that's how you feel. 799-1250, John is in Franklin. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. I've been listening to this whole discussion, and there's so much here. And maybe an extension on this question is, which team do you trust to spend money wisely? You know, they're, like John in Brookfield said, obviously, We're operating in a small market environment. We can't take the same shots that our friends to the south have at great detriment to their own club, quite frankly, and I'm enjoying it. But my problem is, like when they move for Supon, honestly, I was totally on board when they made the move. It seemed like a smart move. He was a Cardinal that would pitch against the free-swinging Brewers, and I don't know what his record was, but it was incredible against us. So it was addition by subtraction. Not only did you get somebody that was hurting you in the division, now you put him on your team. It seemed like a really good move. Well, obviously that didn't work out. And the other guy we got from him, I forget the name, he didn't work out either. And then you look at the Bucks. You know, we shelled out all our draft picks for the next 10 years. I'm exaggerating. To get rid of the bad contracts that we had on the team. And we all can agree that I guess we were backed into a corner or we had to give Middleton all this money, and it's like a ticking time bomb. Because if it doesn't work out, and there's in my book, there's a 50-50 chance it's not going to work out, where are we going to be then? And here's the problem. As we present the Bucks coming into this next season, well, Nurse Nick and his staff figured out a way to defend the Bucks, and I understand other teams don't have the same defenders or whatever, but there was a lot learned about what to do to deal with the Bucks, and how are the Bucks going to be different? What are they presenting different offensively this year that's going to overcome their challenges? I'm hearing things like, what they learned last year. Well, guess what? Every team played last year, and every team learned stuff last year. So that's just stupid, okay? And I don't expect Giannis to pop out of the summer and all of a sudden be a dead-on three-point shooter. I expect some improvement, but these things are going to take some time. Mm-hmm. And I just really, even if we could possibly get out of the East, depending upon what moves the Bucks are going to make, boy, oh boy, I just wonder what would happen if we did get to the finals and we're up against one of these super teams in the West.
Yeah. You know, the thing about Middleton, you know, when you say you don't think that contract's going to work out, I think we have to – I think we, even from the very beginning here, his production is never going to match that contract. Never. Middleton is not going to get better than he is right now. I think we've learned that. I mean, would you agree? Middleton's never going to become the player we want him to become.
Middleton's never going to become Bradley Beal.
He's never going to become a superstar.
Never become Michael Jordan.
I think he's going to have moments when he's going to put the team on his back.
He's a very good player.
He's going to be a very good player. Is he going to ever become, you know, a fantastic player? He's ever going to wow you?
Is he
going to
be a guaranteed 40 on the nights that Giannis is out?
No.
Which is what we all want.
And for them to win, too, beat a good team. No. No. I mean, occasionally he could do that, but I just don't I think we all know going in, Middleton, no one says, oh, my God, this guy's a fantastic ball player. No, he's a good player who's not going to get any better.
Brewer Mike, 414-799-1250. How are you enjoying the break, Brewer Mike?
Hey, Mike.
I'm enjoying it, but Chuck, you're going to be jealous. I'm about to be interviewed by your girl today.
Which one?
Stephanie.
Well, I shouldn't say which one.
For what?
Well, I umpired my 5,000th game about a month ago.
Okay.
And, Stephanie's going to do a little report on me. So,
you know, she texted me over the weekend about coming to our golf outing, but she hasn't responded to me yet.
I will.
You tell her.
Let her know. I'm sitting here.
Good old Freeman here is wondering where the hell she's ghosted me.
Wait, no, Brewer Mike here.
Yes.
She's interviewing you today for Channel 12.
Yes, she will be here shortly. I'm at Concord Park right now. So
no, you. When she shows up, you tell her. You say, "Hey, Sutton."
I'll have her call you guys.
No. You say, "I don't want to be some All-Star Week filler on your newscast. You put me on. This is my 5,000th game. You put me on a Sunday night after a Packer game."
Yeah, Brewer Mike. She's looking at you as filler.
Yeah, you're just nothing but filler.
You tell her that. I said, before she starts, you said, man, is this because there's nothing else going on? Is this why you're interviewing me?
Yeah.
Hold on, to be honest with you. And
you're a lot better than that, Mike.
I can tell you guys it's off the air. I'm not going to say it on the air, but there's a little more to it than that. I was already on Channel 4 with Lance Allen. So if you can kind of read between the lines, there's a reason why that she's going to be doing this. I can't say it on the air, guys, but you can kind of read between the lines.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but okay.
Well, I can talk to you later, player, about that. Anyway, as far as the Brewers and Bucks.
Channel 12's mad they missed out on the Brewer Mike exclusive?
Well, it's only Channel 6 has got to get on this now.
Yeah.
58?
Where's Kevin Holden?
Yeah.
I don't know. You're going to have to light a fire.
Someone wake up Grodzki's ass and get him out to Council Park.
Yeah.
Kunkel Park.
I thought you said Council Field.
No, Kunkel Park, Chuck, right on 51st and Layton.
Oh, Kunkel, okay.
Oh.
Okay, right across from the old Classic Lanes, yes.
Right. I'm about to umpire the Fire and Policeman games in about 20 minutes here.
Well, are they playing this morning?
Yes, sir.
Remember when they used to play that game at County Stadium?
Yep.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, I miss those games at County Stadium. You just always stick around to watch some of those.
Oh, so they're going to mic you up while you're probably umpiring.
Yeah, that's correct. So I take it you guys didn't see my interview with Hollywood Lance Allen then.
No, I thought he only talked to retired wrestlers now on the news.
Yeah, he's only talking to Baron Von Raschke and Scrap Iron Gudaski.
Yeah.
Anyway, I see Channel 12 truck pulling up right now, guys, by the way.
Well, get Steph on after you make your point.
You tell Stephanie, man, quit ghosting her guy.
Yeah, put her on.
Hang on. She just pulled into the park. I don't know how long you want to be on hold here. But anyway.
Well, you can tell us your point as filler, and then we'll talk to Steph.
All right. So anyway, I think the Brewers and Bucks are like at a little kid's waiting pool. They're waiting to see what other teams do before they do anything. But by the time other teams do stuff, it's too late. And then the Brewers back off and say, well, you know, we should get Jimmy Nelson back. We should get this guy back, you know. This guy, but you know what? You know me. I'm a huge Brewer fan. Okay, a huge Brewer fan.
You're Brewer Mike, for goodness sakes.
They're cheap. The Brewers are cheap. You know, right now, if you really want to make a splash, you sign Syndergaard and you sign Baumgartner. You sign them both, and you sign Will Smith. Now, that would be saying to me, you're all in.
Well, then you'd have to trade a bunch of prospects,
yeah.
too.
Yeah,
so
I'm
it's
not
more
really
than money.
I'm not really excited about Madison Bumgarner.
If you got those three guys, you'd have to disband the Carolina Mudcats.
Yeah.
I see a cameraman coming up, but I don't see Steph. Uh-oh.
Oh, maybe they're sending a cameraman.
Yeah, she
and
might have.
Steph puts the story together.
Yeah, that's how it works.
And pretends like she was there.
She overslept. Or she had to take her daughter to volleyball practice.
That never happens, does it, Chuck?
Oversleeping? Oh, well, not in the morning here. We're here every day.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not bashing Stephanie here. As a matter of fact, I'm getting a call from her right this second.
To tell you so she overslept?
Come on, you.
I'm going to have to run.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
See you, player.
All right, player. Well, Brewer Mike throwing a couple players in there.
We're going to have to figure out how that ended. I want to hear from Steph soon.
For what?
To know why she's using Brewer Mike as filler.
She's got a couple of days. They need some airtime to fill over there.
Let's talk to her tomorrow.
It's like when you do news on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve night. I mean, there's nothing going on, man. You need some. Got to get out and do some feel good stories earlier in the week.
Can you text her and we'll get her on the show tomorrow?
You know, I'm waiting to hear back from her. And, you know, on her text it says red. From a couple of days ago, and it's like, seriously?
She re-receipted you?
She re-receipted me, and I'm saying, seriously? Well, she texted me first over the weekend and asked me, you know, she's friends with my girlfriend, Shannon.
Yeah.
And she texted me, and they're BFFs. So she texted me, and she said, what's going on with the golf outing? And I said, oh, yeah, we'd like to have you back again this year.
Yep, details coming soon, 1057FMTheFan.com.
Yes. Details coming soon. And then I said, you know, are you going to be able to make it this year? And then she ghosted me. I'm like, dude, seriously.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, because she'll end up coming. So what I'm saying is, if she's using our guy Brewer Mike as filler today,
yeah,
let's book her for an interview tomorrow and use her as filler.
We can.
Yeah.
Do we have time? We've been like nonstop calls, man. Hey, it may be All-Star Week, but we're busy as hell here.
We've always got time for Steph.
We got stuff going on. Hey, now she's not going to return my calls or my texts. Yeah, she got my text and says red. And I'm like, well, really? Okay.
Well, from how many days ago?
Where is that? Oh, God, I got to sift through my texts here. Tuesday.
Today's
my Thursday, yeah. Yeah, so she's, you know.
You're done.
Yeah. Yeah. Might as well move on, I guess. I thought maybe something happened to her that, you know, I didn't hear back from her, you know.
She's palling around with Brewer Mike
apparently,
instead of player Freeze.
She's calling him ahead of me, I guess.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. Cameron Taylor going to join us, former Badger point guard, as the Badgers have a team assembled for the tournament, the basketball tournament, coming up this summer. You can watch some of the preliminary games on ESPN3 before they put them on the old regular TV. And Cold-Blooded is one of the teams in the tournament. Ethan Happ is on this team, and a bunch of other guys. We'll run through the roster, let you know when they're playing, talk to Cam Taylor. We'll do that coming up next on The Fan. I'd like to hear about some Blue Chew.
Oh, Blue Chew is, hey, here's one way to get a woman's attention, BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com. No correlation from what I just talked about, by the way. But BlueChew.com, let's say you have some problems with the ladies where you're just not finishing the deal, wherever it is, on the couch, on the bedroom, in the closet, in the swimming pool, in the hot tub, wherever. Blue Chew offering men performance enhancement for the bedroom. Go a couple more extra rounds, last a little longer. BlueChew.com. You get those first chewables, the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. I'll have a great deal for you coming up here, too. Those chewables work twice as fast as Viagra and Cialis. Here's what happens. You get on BlueChew.com.
There's one problem I have. It's waiting too long for those pills to work.
Not these.
Good. I'm a busy guy.
That's why they say chew it and do it.
I just need to chew it and do
it. Chew it and do it, man.
Get on with my day.
Get on with, and then, you know, move on. BlueChew.com, you get online with an affiliated physician, and everything checks out. They send these to you right away. So there's no awkward conversations, no in-person doctor visits. You get these, they get the package delivered right to your house or apartment or place of business, whatever. Blue Chew gives you the confidence to bet every time, so you and your partner will love it. Chew it and do it. And here's the great deal. Visit BlueChew.com, get your first order free when you use the promo code Chuck. Yes, Chuck, that's me. BlueChew.com, you pay the $5 in shipping. BlueChew.com, promo code
What's
Chuck.
That's so funny.
I don't know. I'm just...
You've made yourself laugh.
I'm in an all-star week. BlueChew.com, guys, chew it and do it. BlueChew.com, free. You get the first order free. Just pay the $5 in shipping when you put the promo code Chuck in there. So, guys, get after it with BlueChew.com.
So Chuck is the promo code.
Chuck is the promo code.
So when I go to BlueChew.com,
yes,
and I'm ready to make this purchase, I can't make the purchase without thinking of Chuck Freeman.
Chuck, yes. Just put the promo, C-H-U-C-K. Yes. Not Freeman, not Freeman, Chuck.
Not player.
Not player. It could turn you into a hell of a player.
You should have made him do the promo code as player. No more Chuck promo codes after this.
Might have been too easy to steal.
All players. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakery. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. TBT. It's a TBT. It's a throwback Thursday. But also TBT stands for the basketball tournament, which we've talked about in the past. A bunch of guys get together and try to win $1 million. We talked to Travis Diener a bunch last year as Marquette made a run. They still have a team this year. We haven't talked a lot about Wisconsin about this because I believe this is the first time that Wisconsin's had a team, or at least some of their alumni, and they came up with a pretty good name. Cold-blooded. Some of the guys you may remember, Nigel Hayes is on this squad, Jordan Taylor, Vito Brown, Ethan Happ, not with an NBA team, so can play, and then Cameron Taylor is the GM and head coach of this thing, and he'll be playing. Cam Taylor joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Thanks for a couple minutes, Cam. How you doing?
Hi, Cam.
Pretty good, pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good, Cam. How do you recruit players to get on your team? And, you know, because I mean, you got some guys from the Final Four team on this team.
Right, right. So back a few years ago, when I tore my ACL, when I was still playing, just came out of camp with the Celtics, I went back to Wisconsin to rehab my knee. So this was 2014. So I made relationships with Vito, Nigel, a couple of guys that run that Final Four team. And so I always maintain that relationship through the years. And when we decided to put a team together in this TBT tournament, it was easy to reach out to those guys because I've maintained that relationship since then, even though there's a pretty significant age gap.
This, I think, is the fourth year of this tournament or fifth. I mean, it's still relatively, you know, new. Have you been watching and following and kind of itching to put a team together, or when did that thought come that, hey, this is something that I and these guys might want to do?
Well, TBT had been reaching out to us, me specifically, when the league first started, about trying to get a team into the tournament because they liked our style of play. They thought a organized team could do well in the tournament. And, you know, it's all about, a lot of it has to do with your fan base, and, you know, because they obviously want to generate a lot of buzz around the tournament. So they felt Wisconsin would represent the tournament well. So schedules linked up, matched up this summer, and we decided to put a team together and try to get a shot at $2 million. I heard you say $1 million earlier.
It's up to two?
Like, did it change?
Yeah,
it's up $2
million.
To two.
Oh, damn. All right. All right.
So you split that equally among the players, or does the coach and general manager get a little more than everybody else?
Yeah, if you put it together, you should get a little more
cut of the pot there.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to be greedy, guys. I'm older than those guys. I've played. I've had my years playing professionally. I'm doing well now. So we're all just going to split it evenly.
Wisconsin, the game is next Friday, the 19th, against Mid-American Unity. They play this one. It'll be 2 o'clock our time. From Ohio State. They're going to play Capital University, Columbus, Ohio. You've got a bunch of guys on this team, like we mentioned. You're putting this together. You've had a career that you've been some places, man, all over Europe since playing with the Badgers back in the early 2000s. You look back at your career at this point. You're 34 years old. What do you take away from the career you've had with all these different, I'm sure, experience you've had, teams you've played for? When you look back and tell people about your career, how do you describe what you've been through?
Don't take playing and traveling the world for granted, man. Time flies. It seems, you know, not like too long ago. It was 2007, and I was playing my last game at the Kohl Center. You know, just enjoy every moment you get to travel and meet new people, meet new teammates, have new experiences. Because I have people my age now that are just now starting to travel, you know, to different countries where they go for like a week or two. And those same countries, like Paris, France, Barcelona, Spain, Cyprus, the Greek island, I got to live in those places, you know, for a year and experience different cultures and play top-level basketball and, you know, be compensated well for it. And so, you know, just don't take anything for granted, especially being an athlete, because, you know, like for myself, injuries can cut your career short. Make sure you keep great relationships with your coaches, your teammates, and, yeah, man, enjoy it. Enjoy it as much as you can.
Cam, do you still look back and you see that 2005 game when you guys lost to North Carolina in the regional final? you had those guys. They were the number one seed, and they won the championship. But, man, you had those guys that game, I thought.
Man, you know, I can't remember if we were a seven seed or we might have been. I can't remember what seed we were, but nobody picked us to even be in the game with them. And I think we had about 30,000 fans at the game. I was most nervous that game out of all the games in my career. And, you know, we thought in the locker room and the coaches instilled in us that we thought we could beat those guys, and we played like it. The ball just didn't bounce our way the last minute or so. I think they got a loose ball. Rashad McCann's got a loose ball, hit a three-pointer to put the game up four. But I still talk about that game to this day. A lot of people down here, I'm based in Miami Beach, remember that game. So.
Sure.
You know, around that time is when, you know, Wisconsin really started to be put on the map as far as being a national powerhouse.
You know, it's funny about that year. You guys got to the regional final by beating an 11th seed, Northern Iowa, and then a 14th seed because, remember, Bucknell upset Kansas.
Right,
and
right,
then you
right.
played 10th seed at NC State in the regional semifinal. So, you played some Cinderella stories there that you guys were able to pick off. And then they upset teams along the way, too. So, and then you came to Carolina, but you, man, I just remember that game on a Sunday afternoon on Easter, and I thought this was it. I remember we made sure everything was built around you guys playing in the regional final that day.
Nah, I mean, that's the great thing about the NCAA tournament. You know, you get one shot, one chance, winner goes home, and anything can happen. And that year in 2005, you know, we definitely caught that break where, you know, the top teams who people thought were going to have an easy way to the championship, you know, maybe they took those teams like Bucknell, us, who was it, Northern Iowa, you know, for granted. So, sure. You know, we just made sure we handled our business.
Talking with Cam Taylor, he will be running the show for Cold Blooded in the basketball tournament, the chance to win $2 million. Their first game will be next Friday. Now, I love the name, first of all. I don't know if you came up with that or somebody else. That's a great name.
No, Vito Brown, I have to give him the credit. People keep asking me. I thought about taking credit for it since I'm doing the interviews, but I won't do that.
All right, so Vito Brown, so good for him. How did the Ethan Happ thing come about? Because he's right out of college. I know he was supposed to be with the Bulls in summer league, but, I mean, to get some fresh legs like that, that should be helpful.
No, definitely. You know, as of now, Ethan's with us, so we just have to wait and see, you know, what obviously he ends up doing with summer league and after summer league. You know, hopefully we have a spot for him. So, you know, hopefully as of now he's supposed to be there. But if he gets signed, obviously, you know, that's with a couple of our guys, Ethan, Nigel, Jordan. You know, if guys get signed and teams don't, you know, if they have to be somewhere early, then they have to go because their career is more, you know, is obviously more important. But we would love to have everybody there at the start of the tournament next week.
So it's like you're rooting for these guys to maybe get that call, but also we're trying to win $2 million here. Maybe take that call a little later. The first game coming up on Friday, the 19th. You can check it out on ESPN3. And again, the further you guys go, the more it will be televised. Cam, appreciate a couple minutes from you. Good luck, and we'll be following it.
All right, appreciate it.
Thanks, Cam.
Cam Taylor joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. I want to rip through some of the teams that he's played for. I can't pronounce a single one.
Yeah, and he's played, his career ended up in Canada, playing for the St. John Riptide. We're going to be talking to Marquette's Joe Chapman coming up on Monday, back up to Dwayne Wade on that 2003 Final Four team. So Chapman is the coach of the Marquette team. He'll be on Monday at 9:15.
Shizunoinki Olaja.
Yeah, I don't know where that is.
What? No, I did something in my throat. That's not a team he played for. I had something in my throat. No, but then he was with the Celtics, and then that's when he had that injury and tried to get his way back to the NBA. Cam Taylor joining us. So, yeah, that tournament's cool, man. I mean, we got into it with Marquette last year because they went far. And remember, they have the different rules where once you get to a certain point, it's the first one to, like, 95 or something. It's interesting. It's worth checking out in the Badgers, or at least Cold-Blooded's first game will be next Friday. Chuck and Winkler were served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I went to bed at 7:30 last night. That's what kind of week this has been for me.
Yeah. No, I couldn't fall asleep last night.
Oh, a little bit of the night terrors?
Yeah.
Dude,
doing a whole lot of nothing.
I know the one I can't believe I forgot about this. I know the one thing you're not supposed to do in real life is tell people about your dreams.
Yeah.
But I woke my wife up the other day because I shouted somebody else's name.
Did you have your clothes on?
I need to tell you about the details. Okay. It's somebody that we work with.
Oh. I'm almost afraid to ask.
Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.